himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. Husband trying to reconcile with his wife because I'm in love with you. I'm seriously in love with you. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And obviously this weekend, normally, we would be celebrating Mother's Day together. We've done it for years, since our first Mother's Day after our marriage, because you are a mommy. And I still celebrate that. I didn't get a card. You made comments about that in the past, even after I sent them. I have sent a whole bunch of things, packages and things of that nature, and roses. Was it last year or was that the year before? It seems pointless. But I'm going to do something. I watched a, I don't know if I mentioned this already, I watched a video of a woman making a semi-comedic commentary about what she terms, instead of monogamy, she plays mono with solo, and so sologamy. Apparently, somebody reported that this is a growing phenomena, especially with women, who feel that they don't need a man, so they do go things solo and effectively marry themselves. Which, what was it, the video I did about For Your Consideration Response was the name of it, because you wrote an email for your consideration and I responded to it because you mishandled the scripture. And I suggest... I did a loving response to that because I'm a man who's in love with his wife and trying to protect her as the Lord commands. I'm afraid, you know, I recall, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I recall that I stated in that video that I'm afraid you bought into feminism. And I think this is true. Or the sologamy. I think you bought into things of this world. And there's somebody trying to point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's your husband, me. Because, remember, the Lord Jesus Christ came to reconcile himself to the foulest of the foul, which includes you and me. And the only possibility we have is grace. And... I think you'll have a lot of evidence before you of grace being offered to you. And it's still offered to you. Not only am I in love with you as the Lord commands, I'm in love with you because I think you're fabulous. And just as I speak to your dad, well... monologue with your dad, because your dad runs too. Apparently you're following his model, which is, I find, very unfortunate. It is not the Lord's model. But the idea of reconciliation, if that were to happen with him and I, with you and I, whatever, what a marvelous thing that would show. That would show that we are not part of the world, but followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. To deny reconciliation. I recently saw yet another dialogue on 1 John 2. It's a rejection of the Lord. It really is. But apparently, the sologamy idea, feminism, the things of this world have my family. It is my hope, at least for some, that the Lord will get a hold of them, especially my wife, It's going to be really hard to argue a position saying no, reject a man who's trying to reconcile. It's going to be really hard to find that. Even though the three men I've been trying to do that with, Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, and Chris Spitterman, apparently have found it. Of course, Jim Cross has found it in the Talmud. I'm here. And I'm not playing fluffy. Because you're too important. Our kids are too important. And I'm going to stand in obedience to the Lord as best I can, even though I am flawed, and seek reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, my wife, my lady, I love you.